Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. On this episode, we're going to be talking about the exponential nature of change and of progress in your life. And I call it breaking the dam because that's kind of how it feels. We're going to be talking about how that always seems to be so, and then some examples and how you can use that fact to create change in your life, to keep the faith while you wait for change in your life, and to be ready for when it exponentiates and all comes at you so quickly. Before we get into that, a quick shout out to new listeners in Masalfasar, Spain. Gracias por esta conexión. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you on board. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the link in the show notes and let me know how I can help and what's going on in your life. So, when you have a big goal, it might take some time. But life has a way of bringing you what you want. And it always seems to do so in a pattern that appears to be exponential. And here's what I mean by that. For a long time, it seems like nothing is happening. And then maybe a little bit of progress shows itself. And then a little bit more. And then before you know what hit you, success is right there in front of you. And at first it feels like there's just this dam in the river is blocking you, right? I love to use this analogy of the river of your life. As akin to the path of your life and how you have to kind of flow with it. So you're, you know, floating down the river of your life and you think, hey, I want to go that way. And there's just this dam blocking the river. You can't get through it. And that's what it feels like at first. But if you swim right up to it, if you embrace the fact that it's there and you look at it very closely, you might see the cracks in the concrete. And if you churn your efforts towards those cracks, they get bigger. One day, after a lot of churning, a tiny stream of water bursts through the dam. It's just a small little stream, but it's something. You keep churning, and you keep churning, and you will find that the dam starts to crumble at an accelerating rate. And soon enough, you are flowing with your river once again. In the beginning, progress is imperceptible. You might think nothing is happening because you don't see all the hundreds of behind-the-scenes activities moving things into place for you. It can be discouraging, but keep churning. Swim right up to what is blocking you. Look at it up close and find the cracks. They're there. This so-called obstacle to your goal is not impenetrable. If you focus your efforts on the cracks and let them show you the way, and soon enough, you will be flowing with your river again in the direction you want to go. Water always finds a way. And so will you. And in this analogy of the dam in your river, I do not mean to suggest that your efforts will be struggle. And we've spoken about this a little bit before. Let's go over this again. There's a difference between effort and struggle. Effort is just doing the work. Effort is just taking the actions. But you can have effort, you can do the work, enjoy. You can do the work, and it can be fun. It can be exciting. It is not struggle, necessarily. So it's all in how you see this dam in your river. Most people find a block to what they want, and they go, oh, well, never mind. Well, you didn't want it that bad, did you? But if the compelling is strong enough, the thing to do is not to ignore the block. Don't ignore the dam in the river. Swim right up to it close enough to see the tiniest little bitty cracks. And that's going to guide you on where to put your effort. So, for example, let's say you have the goal of learning a new language. That can be a very daunting task. So you can say, oh, well, you can make all kinds of excuses. I've never done it before. Okay. I don't have much time. Okay. But if you swim right up to that big, intimidating task and you say, what's like a really quick win that I could get? Well, what's the hard part? What's the one thing, if I did it, would make this a lot easier? It might be, well, if I just learned the alphabet for this language, I think I'd have a head start. All right, cool, do that one thing. Or, well, can I learn one word? Just try to learn one word. If you learn one word, then learn another word. And you can keep going. So you see that you can learn anything. You can gain any skill if you just kind of keep at it. But even the nature of learning is exponential. So let's talk about this, the pace at which it happens. You're working on it, and you're working on it, and you're working on it. And for a long time, it just doesn't seem like you're making a whole lot of progress. And that can be really, really disconcerting, really discouraging. But if you keep at it, what you notice is that the progress is not linear, even though it may seem so. So let's say you're learning a language and you choose to learn one word a day. You say, well, that's linear. I'm gaining one word a day. But it's not really, is it? Because as you learn that one word a day, you're gaining all this additional knowledge about grammar, about sentence structure, about culture. And that knowledge is what's exponentiating as you get further into it. And all of a sudden, you can have a small conversation. And that's what I'm talking about. Let's take another example. Suppose you're trying to sell your house. Sometimes it can take a very long time. So I had this happen to me. I put my house on the market, and it took a lot longer because it was an unusual house. It was not a standard cookie cutter house. And so because it was unusual, it took longer. Apparently this is normal. But it's hard. It's really, really hard. Having your house on the market is incredibly stressful and difficult. And so nothing's happening. People are coming, but no offers. And people are coming, but no offers. People are coming, but no offers. And it seems like you're not really making any progress. And then all of a sudden, one day, you get an offer. And things get really, really crazy from there, don't they, if you've ever done this before. A litany of inspectors walking through and all these things that you have to get done and all these things you have to fix. And meanwhile, you've got to pack up and get out of there. And it's just absolute insanity for about a month. And then, boom, it's over. You sign the documents and it's over. And it's very anticlimactic stack of paperwork. But it's like that, right? Imagine you're looking for a new love relationship. Well, you may, you know, hold in your mind the concept of the type of person you'd like to be with, and nothing's happening, and then a few little things start to happen. You have some dates, but it's not quite right. And then all of a sudden, one day, bam, there they are. And the swirl of new romance just completely catches you up, and life just takes off at what seems like a very fast, amazing, fun pace. That's how it works. It always does. Any change in your life, any major progress to the next stage, to the next state, to the next level, it happens very, very slowly at first. It seems like nothing's happening much. And then it seems like little things are happening. Okay, I got a little progress, or get a little more progress. And then all of a sudden, you're there. And it always seems to round out very, very quickly. So how can you use this to your advantage? Because life is not linear. So in the beginning, whenever you're heading towards a new major change, maybe you're in the middle of a job search, maybe you're looking for a new love relationship, maybe you're preparing for a major life change, a new stage of your life, recognize that the beginning of those efforts is going to feel very slow, and it's going to feel like not much is happening. Just be aware and be like, okay, yeah, no, this is what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to feel like not much is happening right now. Cool. So don't be discouraged by it. Be encouraged by it, because that's what it should be right then. And then when you get the first little bit of progress and you go, oh, that's something. That's a good sign. Be thankful for it. Have gratitude for being now in the phase of, oh, little somethings are happening. Very, very cool. Now, when you're in that, the part of this whole process that is little things are happening, this is when you want to prepare. Because when little things are happening, it won't be long now to big things are happening very quickly. So this is an opportunity to prepare from a very pragmatic, logistical level. Get ready. What do you need to get ready financially? What do you need to get ready in your schedule? What can you go ahead and do now, because that big change is coming quickly? So what can you do now so that when the big stuff does start happening very quickly, there's a little bit less workload, right? Plan ahead. Start doing what you can. Meanwhile, appreciating the little things that are happening while the little things are happening, and recognizing them and having gratitude for that. And then the big things are going to happen, and they're going to happen very quickly. And it's going to be all of a sudden, oh my gosh. And then just like waves crashing you onto the beach, you're just going to be sitting there going, oh, here I am now. It's over. The change has come, and now I'm here. And once you have sort of hit the beach again, you want to take some time to be thankful for that, have appreciation and gratitude for everything that you just experienced, to reflect on the exponential nature of your efforts, to be glad that you just kept going in the beginning, recognizing that the beginning is always really slow and really feels like not much is happening, because you just can't see all these things that are happening behind the scenes. And just enjoying, you know, have a good giggle about the exponential nature of how these things work. And then it's on to the next thing. What's the next thing you're going to do? Are you going to just kind of, you can hang out and just kind of enjoy the phase of life where you're at? Or is there some next thing? Well, that's up to you. So remember that whenever you have a really big goal, it may feel like not much is happening early on. That's because you can't see what's happening early on. But if you really lean into what appears to be not happening or what appears to be slow progress, you're going to see all these little cracks of things happening. You recognize it when little things start to happen, so tiny they're imperceptible, and then eventually you can see the little things happening, and then all of a sudden big things happening quickly. And that's just kind of how life goes. I would love to hear your stories about how change came in exponential ways to your life. Follow the link in the show notes. Send me an email. Let me know what you've experienced, because I'm betting it's the same worldwide. So enjoy this exponential nature of change and progress in your life. Use that to your advantage. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.